Don't worry, be happy, because episode 51 of the Ferris podcast of them all is here. Joshua Ferris back with you this week, and we are ready for a good episode. Because let me tell you, this week, we're talking about how to not worry and how to be happy, especially when it comes down to taking time for yourself. Self-care is a must. You know, it is okay to relax. You do not always have to be doing something. Now, society will tell you that you do. You have to constantly be hustling, working hard, always on the go. But ultimately, that's not true. There are ways to still be productive while taking time for yourself. Because it's not said enough, but your mental health is your health. And it's okay to take time for yourself and treat yourself every once in a while. So just remember, don't worry and be happy. You know, there are many different avenues that I could take this episode. You know, if you're religious, we could talk about Sunday being the day of rest, keeping the Sabbath holy. And you know, that's something I believe in, but I'm not going to get into religion in this podcast episode. I believe people can believe what they want, and ultimately we'll find out at the end who was right and who was wrong. But that makes for another episode. But where I am going to take this episode about when it comes time to find time to rest. You know, it's crucial. It's really important. And honestly, I probably should have came out with this episode a couple weeks ago. You know, if you're in college, finals are over. It's summer now. Maybe you're taking a summer class, but you probably don't have any classes or don't have a big workload. But ultimately, the reason I'm coming out with this episode now is because this isn't something to only do when you're stressed. You need to take time for yourself throughout the year. Whether you have a lot going on or very little going on, it doesn't matter. You still need to be able to find successful ways to recharge. Rejuice those batteries back up and get going again. Because even if you don't have finals and a job and 35 places you need to be in a week and all that, you probably still have plenty on your plate that you have to deal with. We're all in different situations and we all need to recharge in our own ways. So finding the outlet that works best for you that allows you to do that is essential. It is absolutely essential. For me, I use the podcast. I voice the fairest opinion out there and I let it fly. It gives me something to do. It gives me something to look forward to every week. I also play video games to recharge, take my mind off of the real world out there, and just hone in on something different. You might have different hobbies. That's okay. But find time and make time in your schedule to do those things. And a big thing I want to talk about is how society has created this narrative that you can't relax. You can't take time for yourself. And if you do, you're weak. You're lazy, you're soft. Throw in any word like that, and that's what you'll be labeled as because you take care of yourself. Because you care about your health and your mental health, which to me are the same thing. So in all, just because you take care of yourself and you take some time away and take time off, you're a burden to society, apparently. That's what they say. Whoever they is, they've created this narrative. I'm here to tell you it's not true. I encourage you to take time off. Take time for yourself. Find outlets for you to recharge. Because if you don't, you'll get in this bog. You'll get down. You will not be able to get out. You'll feel like you can't accomplish anything. You'll have this inner critic in your head telling you you're lazy, you're weak. You'll fall into society's narrative. But that won't happen if you knowingly take time for yourself and say, all right, I've got a lot going on. There's no way anybody can handle this without taking a 15 to 20 minute break. There's no way anybody could do what I'm doing with all the talent and skills I possess or they possess. There's no way the job could get done unless we take a break. We need to sit back, relax, and get going again. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't know whether you're looking at this from the religious side or non-religious side or any other side in between. I think you can agree that society has created this narrative that you can't rest. You've always got to be in constant pursuit of success, constant pursuit of money, constant pursuit of love, constant pursuit of getting better at something, gaining new skills, creating new hobbies, whatever it may be. You always have to be going. You have to be getting more better, is how I've heard it before. And I know that's not grammatically correct, but that's the point. You just have to constantly be going. But that's not true. And I don't know if it's something that stems from maybe like little league sports or the school system or what it may be. But I've always been told from a very young age, if you're not working, someone else is. Someone else is going to take your spot. Someone else is going to be the next great thing. Someone else is going to work to get that promotion. Somebody else is going to get a better vacation than you because they've earned it, because they've worked harder, they've worked longer. We constantly get told these things, but then occasionally when they see that we're down, people see that we are down in the dirt, you know, kick us while we're down, they'll be like, oh, are you okay? Well, you know, I would be okay if I took time for myself. If I recharged, I re-energized, I just took a step back. Even if you don't necessarily need to take time off, take a step back. Analyze the entire situation and think to yourself, am I working too hard? Am I giving it too much? Am I working so hard that I'm taking away from other aspects in my life? You know, if you have a family, is my family life struggling because I am constantly on the grind, 24/7, just constantly going? You know, it's great to be a hard worker, and I'm not saying in this episode, do not work hard. So do not twist the words that way. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is there needs to be a healthy balance between being on the grind and taking your self-care seriously. Treating yourself as if you are a valuable asset. Because that's how I look at it. If you don't take care of yourself and you let your body fall apart, you let your mental health go to hell in a handbasket and you just don't care anymore, you're not going to be able to achieve all these things that you want to set out to achieve. You're not going to be the best husband or wife. You're not going to be the best employee. You're not going to be the best parent or sibling or whatever word you want to throw in there. You will not be the best because the asset that you have, all your skills, your talents, your abilities, you as a self, a person, if you're not taken care of, you will not be able to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. So that's another reason that self-care is so crucial. Because it all boils down to, if you're not able to do those things because you didn't take care of yourself, then what was the point in the first place? You drove yourself into the ground for no reason. And you know, I'm guilty of this. I have done this before, and it's something that I'm working on very diligently to try to improve. I have spent numerous hours at jobs that didn't really care about me as a person. And I am coming to realize that not only takes a toll on myself, my mental health, the people in my life, because they see it, it affects relationships, and it's just not worth it. At the end of the day, you have to decide, you have to put your priorities in order of what is most important to me. And you, yourself, with what you want to achieve, what your goals are, what your mission is, your mantra, that needs to be number one. Or if you want to put somebody ahead of you, you know, I can understand certain reasons as to doing that, but you definitely need to be in the top three of your own list. And if you're not, it's time to re-look at your list. because you should always be a priority to yourself. And by creating that time, making yourself a priority, there are honestly many benefits. I'm going to go into 5 benefits here of why you need to take time for yourself. The first is to improve mental health. I've already touched on this a little bit. You can't get yourself so beat down where you just think you're helpless, where you think you can't do anything, you think you're weak. You can't fall into that narrative. And there's research out there that shows people who are comfortable with just time alone in their own hobby, in their own activities, they experience increased happiness and better stress management. You know, enjoying time alone is linked to better life satisfaction and lower rates of depression as well. So it's very crucial. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. I might even make a podcast episode talking about it more specifically. But your mental health is your health. And I believe society is progressing in that, but we still fall short. We miss the mark a little bit. So know that it is extremely important to focus on your mental health. It is okay if you're having mental health struggles. It is okay to talk about your mental health. And if you are facing any struggles, I encourage you to talk to someone. Even if it's not like a trained professional, you don't want to go to therapy, reach out to a friend, reach out to a family member, and just talk. Open up about it, and it is okay. And you will feel better after doing so. But along with that, the other benefits we're getting into, you know, spark creativity. Just intentional time for yourself really gets the creative juices flowing. I'm sure there's times, whether it's been you're working on a school project, you're working on a project for your job, or just a home improvement project or whatever, you're trying to think of the best way of how am I going to do this, how's it going to look, how am I going to get it done, all of that. And I don't know about you, but for me, it always hits me when I'm alone. When I'm taking a shower, or I'm playing a video game, or my mind is not on that thing at all, and I'm just taking time to myself, I'm recharging, boom, like a lightning bolt, it just hits me. So that's another added bonus, that's creativity spark that you get from being able to treat yourself, take time for yourself. That's what it's about. You know, I can't stress it enough in this whole episode. If you take nothing away, it's that here in 2021, you need to treat yourself, okay? Treat yourself. Take time for yourself. Because if you do, not only will you improve your mental health, which is your health, not only will your creativity be just boom, next level, you're going to have a higher self-esteem. You're going to be able to create empathy for others, because you'll be able to have that time to reflect. And you'll just have a heightened emotional intelligence. Because of that time you have to reflect on your feelings, you become self-aware. When we're all caught up, we're so busy, on the hustle, on the grind, we act or react just rashly, so abrupt. But when we take that time for ourselves, so we can really clarify our emotions and determine how we actually feel, we can decide how we actually want to react. So, to create time, because I've talked about how you have to have time for yourself, it's extremely important to recognize and put into motion of how to treat yourself, how to take care of yourself, self-care, and rest. How are we going to do it? I got some tips for you. Plan or schedule specific time for yourself. Just like you would for a meeting or lunch with a friend, plan time for yourself. Put it in your calendar. Mark it down on a sticky note. Write it on your hand. Whatever. On this day, at this time, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to play video games. I'm going to listen to music. Whatever your hobby or outlet is, we're all different, so all our outlets will be different, and that's fine. Plan for it. Put yourself in your own schedule. Another effective strategy for you is to close the door. You may be thinking, what do I mean by that? And I literally mean close the door. I'm not getting all figurative and being fancy. I'm telling you, close your door. It's very simple but effective in making time for yourself. And it doesn't have to be like a slam your door, cold, closed off message. You can even just put like a little note that you're busy for the next 30 minutes, hour, but you're happy to chat later. Or leave just a little message saying self-reflecting or whatever. You can put anything on there. Or tell somebody, hey, I just need a little bit of time, close the door, and just have that time to yourself. And then the third little strategy, the tidbit I have for you, I've talked about having an outlet. It's important to take up a new activity, or if you don't want to do that, find time for an old hobby that you've had. We've all had hobbies, no matter our age, our gender, our race, it doesn't matter. We all have had an outlet at some point in our life, something we enjoy doing. A fitness class, reading, listening to music, cooking, playing video games, literally anything that you can think of can be a hobby. And there are dozens of ways to just sneak some time in for yourself throughout the day. And as the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. This ties back into when I'm talking about how you are your own biggest asset that you have. And you have to take care of yourself. Because if you're an empty cup and you're still trying to reach these goals, you're trying to fill up the path to success for the goal, but if you're empty, you're drained, it's not going to happen. You can't let yourself become an empty cup. And now we're 17 minutes deep into this, and you're probably thinking to yourself, well, man, it sounds like you need to find a lot of time to yourself, and you can't always be on the grind and all this. I'm not saying that. For some people, certain aspects of the grind are how they recharge. If people are very detail-oriented, sitting down, organizing their calendar for a week is a way for them to recharge and de-stress because they feel like their life is control. There can be ways that you recharge and reflect on yourself and take care of yourself while still grinding if you so choose. But I am saying that it's time to stop buying into the narrative that if you treat yourself, if you take care of yourself and take time for yourself, that you're lazy, you're soft, you're weak. That's all bogus. It's honestly garbage, and it needs to end. And it starts now, collectively, as listeners of the fairest podcast of them all. You tell a friend, tell a coworker. If you see somebody struggling because they're not taking care of themselves, reach out to them. Tell them to just take a step back. You know, step in and say, hey, don't worry about this week. I'll take care of it for you. Pay it forward. Somebody does that for you, you do it for somebody else. We start a little chain and a little movement here because I'm a big advocate for your mental health being your health. It's the same thing. And I'm a big advocate for, although I work all the time, I'm a workaholic. I love constantly to be doing something. I want to be becoming the best I can be. I want to be the next big thing. I want to do this, that, and the other. It is still important to find time to carve in for yourself. Because when you do, you can still become the best. You know? Even when you're not working, other people may be working, but eventually they're going to take a step back too because they need to. We all need to. Do not let this false narrative that everybody else is just always working ruin you. Don't let it get to you. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to your goals. Stay true to your dreams. Do all of that. But while doing that, make sure you take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, all that truly matters is how you are doing and how you're feeling. And if you're doing well, you're feeling well, and you're taking time for yourself, you will then in return be able to work harder than those people who aren't. You'll be able to think smarter. You'll be able to achieve more because you're fully recharged and your battery's 100%. That wraps up the episode this week. Before next week's episode, I highly encourage you to find a hobby or activity for you to spend 30 minutes to an hour on within the next week. Recharge. Re-energize. People say sleep's for the weak. That's not true. If you need to take a nap, take a nap. Do you stay true to yourself? Because at the end of the day, you're really the only asset you have to yourself and your own success. And out of any episode I've ever done, if you've never taken anything before, take this away. Take away that you can't pour from an empty cup. You cannot let yourself get drained to the point where you can't do anything. Because if you do, you will fail in your career, you will fail in school, and you will fail in relationships. Self-care is something that is absolutely a necessity. Especially in this crazy year that we're in the midst of. The last year and a half have been absolutely nuts. And when the going gets tough, the tough get going is what they say. But you know what else the tough do? The tough take a step back and realize that they need to re-energize and recharge.